Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Where you been? We thought you was dead. And then pow, there you is, right back up on the movie screen. Larger than life and better than ever. Join the witches for a funny and fabulous show about celebrity comebacks. And now, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Hey guys, guess what day it is?
Witch Wednesday.
It is wacky. It is wonderful. And most of all, it is Witchy Wednesday.
Oh, I love Witchy Wednesday.
Couldn't you just dive into...
I could poop.
Oh my gosh, it's the best thing ever.
Yes, it is.
So today, our show is about comebacks.
Nice.
And our intro, the first thing I thought of was, if you guys could have any bands do a big comeback tour, and they could be dead or alive, and it would be a three... headlining tour.
Ooh. Three different bands.
Yeah, three different, like the opener, the middle, and then the headliner. What would...
Oh, that's not how I read it. I just thought you could pick three different, three different comebacks.
Play along, Daryl.
Okay.
Well, you didn't explain it like that.
You don't do that too. Okay, it doesn't really matter.
Yes, but that makes it even better, because the three that you probably picked, like mine, because I thought the same as you, are going to make a hell of a
show.
It's
going to
be a wacky.
It's going to be a Palapalooza.
Well, it's going to be good anyway.
It's going to be so good, especially if they're dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
Go ahead, Daryl.
Well, I kind of went like old genre to, down, but I would have loved to have been able to see Jimi Hendrix, of course, Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. But I put Jimi Hendrix with special guest Janis Joplin.
Ooh.
Acid tone flavor.
That's right. Acid tone flavor.
That's the name of the tour.
Acid tone flavor is what it's called.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That would be awesome. Who
drop
else is singing with them?
Drop in and see us.
Drop in and drop out.
Yeah. That's a good one. Drop in and drop out. That would be my number one.
Okay.
Number two, of course, I would love to have seen NWA with Eazy-E. Oh. Because NWA still, they put NWA back together with Snoop Dogg. Sometimes Eminem gets to play with them, this and that, and Dr. Dre.
Same.
Yeah, it's not what I want it to be, of course, yeah. And last but not least, of course, I would love to see Alice in Chains.
Yeah, what a lineup.
That would be a great three-person show, too.
Yeah. Sure would.
Well, yeah. I would do Alice in Chains / with special guest Screaming Trees.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Screaming Trees song.
Oh, they sang I Nearly Lost You on the single soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, very
good.
Well,
and then their guitarist, gosh dang it, his name's escaping me, was part of Mad Season.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. And the lead singer is a ginger, and he sang a solo song on Anthony Bourdain's last show.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be good, not that I'm stepping on your toes, but for the Alice in Chains concert, if Blind Melon would open for them?
Oh, that would have been
with
cool.
With Shannon Hoon.
That would have been a huge Dead comeback.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Great.
The name of that tour is a comeback from the Dead tour.
Yes. Perfect.
A bunch of heroin.
It's harrowing.
Harrowing, yes.
Yes.
But not you, Lise.
Go ahead.
Those are mine.
Okay, great.
Let's see what you got.
Well, it was my idea, and apparently I didn't say it well enough, but that's okay. This would be my lineup. The first band would be A-ha, and the second band would be Van Halen.
Yes.
Ooh, which one? One or two?
Both.
Everybody.
Yes.
Okay. It never happened because Sammy and Dave wouldn't get along.
No, you can't. It's
her fantasy.
It's my fantasy. They would. And they're not even on the same. They come out. Dave does his hits.
Yeah.
And then Sammy does all his hits.
Oh.
And at the end, they sing Happy Trails together.
Or Kumbaya.
Yes. That'd be great.
Or Ebony and Ivory.
You would think that would just be the headliner.
Well, right. Yeah.
No.
Here comes more.
The big one would be Prince.
Ooh. Oh.
Yep.
That's a hell of a comeback.
Yep.
You have people coming back from the dead.
I do. Yep.
Okay.
Some alive, some are dead.
Those are both hard festivals to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since I did not understand the assignment, I started out with what I truly wanted to see as a comeback.
Uh-huh.
And two of my acts are no longer performing because of physical infirmities.
Okay.
So in my physical or my fantasy, in my physical, it's also sexy, but in my fantasy, Randy Travis comes back and he can sing and he is the cutest motherfucker I ever met. And I want to give him a squish and a squeeze. And he comes back and he sounds glorious and awesome and folksy and gives everybody a hug.
Could you imagine partying with that guy back in the day? That dude was a rebel, man.
Ugh. And just, I just want to give him a big old hug.
Yeah.
And then also on this tour is Steve Perry, who left the singing world for because of a vocal infirmity. And he would be awesome. So Steve and Randy, they're doing some duets.
Yeah.
They both can sing their heads off.
Mm-hmm.
And then because we decided about this right before the show, the third comeback that I think is really going to fit in nicely is Samantha Fox.
Oh,
I want to fit.
Yeah.
That's right.
She opens, though, because she only had like two hits.
Well, she wants to touch your body.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And she wants you to touch hers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think that makes for a really snuggly affair.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you would have stuck Michael Hutchinson in there someplace.
Oh, my God. If I had more time. But
yeah.
He lives in my mind rent-free anyway.
Say, he hasn't died at one moment in Shelley's mind.
Yeah. Nope. He's always there.
Yep.
No, that
yeah,
was,
that was fun, Lisa.
That would be a fun one.
Oh, well, there you go.
Good job, Shell.
Well, we're going to talk. Who?
Good job, Shell, on yours. And good job, Lisa. And good job, me.
Good job, everybody. Man. Good job. We're going to come back and talk about some big comebacks in the music,
real world
music, sports, and movie industries.
Okay.
They didn't come back.
And you all know who we are by now.
Oh, sorry. We're the witches. Bye. Baby, come back. Any kind of fool could see there was something in everything about you. Baby, come back.
Welcome back, witches. It's the comeback show. We have been playing around with this one for a long time, and it's finally coming to fruition.
Right.
Because we couldn't think of anything else. But once we did a little deep dive, it's a rich,
it's a creamy sauce.
It's a creamy sauce of a well of, there's a lot,
yeah,
is what we're saying. It's a rich tapestry
mm-hmm.
of people that used to be famous and then they weren't famous and now they're famous again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have come back and got famous doing something. You're like, what? Or they come back and you don't even recognize them because it's been decades
like,
you look familiar. Who's that fella with the nose?
Right?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's so many, and we're so happy for all of them to come back and be welcomed so warmly by Hollywood and its fans. But who wants to go first with a big comeback story?
Well, we all know the one that was a pretty big one, you know, in the movie business. Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he came back, but he was one of those ones that was kind of unrecognizable.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, he came back and did a couple things, but then he did that wrestling.
The wrestling.
Right. Wrestler movie, which
that
he was great
one.
In.
He
yeah.
got an Academy Award nomination
just
for that.
Great in that movie. And the weird thing was, why do people do some of the stuff they do to their face?
Well, this is what happened with Mickey Rourke.
Okay.
He
was a boxer.
He was a beautiful, beautiful man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in 9 1/2 weeks, and he was one of the biggest sex symbols of the 90s, I'm going to say.
80s and 90s, I'd say, yeah.
And then he decided just to go completely in. He quit his acting career and went into boxing. So that's what happened to his face. His face got so beat up for boxing, he did some plastic surgery.
And couldn't fix the scar tissue and stuff, yeah,
and
on top of it.
And now he has a lot of
he has like breathing problems and stuff like
his
that.
His lips are really big. His jawline.
What's up with the fingernails?
Everyone
knows that he's got like really weird.
I don't know.
Maybe that's
the part I don't know.
A personal choice, and the other stuff is just unfortunate.
Yes.
Yeah.
But good. I'm glad that he did what he loved both times. That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't think that is he acting now? He was on Big Brother in England.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And stuff. I'd really like to see that.
But they kicked him off.
Yeah, because he was hitting on JoJo. What's her name? JoJo.
Little JoJo. They thought.
You know, I don't watch the show. You're looking at me for answers.
No, she's young, right?
She's the one with the bow. That she had her own line of kids stuff.
If it's after 1946, I'm not interested.
JoJo Siwal, is that her name?
Siwal? Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, she was.
But yeah, I guess he was inappropriate with her.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, this is, for one, it's sick. She's a young girl. Uh-huh. And the things you're saying to her are, they sign a contract that you're not supposed to talk some content to people. So, yeah, so he was asked to leave.
That, but he's got to be 70, right?
Yeah. And she's not, I mean, she's in her 20s, but still, it's gross.
Yeah. Yeah. But don't do that.
Okay. Well, that was, what do you got there, Lise?
Mine, I think the one of the biggest ones was Robert Downey Jr.
Yes. See, look, that was my number two.
There you go. He was so big in the 80s and 90s, got really, really big with stuff like the
Less Than Zero.
That was the biggest one.
Was he acting in Less Than Zero? Right. I mean, because I think that's kind of how his life was at the time.
Yeah, then there was a big controversy with all the drugs and everything, and I think that they found him in, like, somebody's house or something?
On their couch, weird? Naked.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you watch Less Than Zero, that they did that same thing. He was in somebody's house. And, you know, and then he broke into his parents' house, and they were like, get out of here.
Well, then he had the Academy Award nomination for Chaplin, and then after that and stuff, there was just nothing.
I've never seen that.
It's fine.
Is it silent?
Was he on drugs then? Was that before rehab?
I think that was before rehab.
He was in and out so many times, poor guy.
And stuff. And then he completely, like, just went completely sober, and he came back with a huge comeback with Iron Man.
Yes.
And which was probably his biggest role to date. And
still is.
Yeah. He keeps playing it.
Yeah.
And all the stuff.
Why not,
and,
man?
Yeah. He's just riding it to the little red. And
okay, riddle me this as a woman with hormones and feelings and lady parts. Daryl, put your hand down. Do you find that he is way more attractive now? And if so, is that because he has his shit together and functionality is sexy? Or did you think he was sexier then because you liked a bad boy thing? Or did you ever find him sexy?
No, I think he's sexy both.
Okay.
I think that I thought he was sexy before because the bad boy, plus he was just a beautiful man.
Yeah, sure.
And he still is beautiful even being older.
Yeah.
But I think that he's because he's so fucking funny.
Yes.
That's one of the main things I think is sexy.
Yeah.
So that's what I think is sexy now.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All of it. He's the whole package.
Mm-hmm.
I fancy a salt and pepper gentleman.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. A little salt and pepper.
That's okay. Right.
Hey.
Great one.
Yeah.
He was in Valley Girls, right?
No,
he wasn't.
Yeah. He sure as fuck was.
He was
Nicolas Cage's little buddy in the bathroom.
His sidekick.
Yes.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Yep.
I will fight you guys on that. He was not.
Let's wrestle later.
Okay, sounds good.
But
he was on Weird Science.
He was in Weird Science.
That's
okay,
what it was.
Never mind.
Same character, but different.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Okay. Ki-Hui Kwan. That's hard to say.
Oh, yeah.
Ki-Hui Kwan. So he was, as a kid, he was in The Goonies.
Yep.
Yes.
And Indiana Jones, I think in the first one.
It was, I think
the
it was
temple.
The third one. Or
okay.
Second or third. It wasn't the first.
Yes. And anyway.
That's
so,
what I said.
Yes. And he was so funny and so cute and so great.
Mm-hmm.
And then just went dark for decades. And then he was in Crazy Rich Asians in 2018, which was kind of a standout movie. But he had an interview with somebody, I think Jimmy Kimmel, and he's like, when I was a kid, I worked with Steven Spielberg, Harrison Ford, and George Lucas. Now what? Mm-hmm. You know?
No doubt.
And so he did really well in Crazy Rich Asians, but it was a very large ensemble cast. Well, he broke out in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, or EEAAO.
Sometimes Y.
That's right. It's easier to spell.
Yeah.
And so anyway, after that wrapped, COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a delayed premiere and all that other stuff. So it finally premieres. Everybody loses their damn mind. And he won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor.
Did you see that?
I didn't.
I haven't. And I heard it was real weird.
Yes.
So I might like it because it's weird.
Yes.
But I don't,
wonder if it's data weird.
Well, some of it was weird, like but that Tom Cruise one where he's a... where things are happening disjointed, like Pulp Fiction and stuff, and there's weird chronology and all that stuff. I find that very hard to follow because I'm kind of literal.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, who knows? Maybe I'll give it a go and then I'll let you know if you would like it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've recognized his face and his name.
Mm-hmm.
And then this whole story I just found out this morning.
Yeah.
So anyway, good on you, dude.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's a hell of a comeback.
Key.
Nice. Well, one of the ones we all three watched together was how about Brendan Fraser?
Yes, he's on my list.
That
what
was,
a triumph.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was kind of out of it for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was such a hit with the Mummy movies.
Yes.
And then, you know, but before that, he did what? Encino Man. He did some mm-hmm. weird kind of little stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then he just kind of stepped out of the limelight, wasn't it?
I understood it too. Here's me. I know.
Please.
But he had, I mean, he went from a hard body. I mean, he had like a really ripped body and everything. And he gained an incredible amount of weight. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's kind of why he stepped back and he just, and stuff. And then when he got the part as the whale, he wasn't as big as he did look in that movie, mm-hmm. but he had gained a lot of weight, and then he decided to get himself back into shape after that whole thing.
Yeah.
So maybe he could relate.
Yes, he could empathize. And he did also win the Academy Award for that.
Yeah. That was phenomenal.
Great movie. Yeah.
Where was I going when we watched that? It was the night before a trip.
To the airport.
I went someplace on a plane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I have Winona Ryder.
Me too. Good one.
Nice one.
Yeah. She was so big again in the 80s and 90s with Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice.
Heathers,
all the really strange. Reality Bites. Yeah. She was like your. Do you remember the girl in The Craft, Faruka Bazalk, her name was?
Yes.
She was like, did the weird characters like that, but she was more famous because
yes.
Faruka never came back.
Uh-huh.
And Winona just came back a few years ago as the mom in Stranger Things.
Yes.
Is the mom in Beetlejuice, and has gotten a new kind of lease on life, and I'm very happy for her.
Me too. That's awesome.
I'd say she's a top five comeback.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't just like she disappeared. It was kind of like skulked away in disgrace with the police charge of the shoplifting at sex.
Yeah.
And her big breakup with Johnny Depp and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
You guys are taking all the good ones, as it turns out. Okay, so I'm going to go on. Oh, okay.
For 10,
I'm going to go in order of my favorites. Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think, didn't he go into a long hiatus after River died?
Well, yeah, I think so, because he was in Parenthood.
Yes.
And that's when he was a little
kid. Yeah, little
he was
guy.
A teenager.
Yeah. Like, right, or young teenager.
12 or 13, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he didn't do anything until, I think, Johnny. I mean, if it was small, but the Johnny Cash movie. One.
Yes, stuff which was stellar and phenomenal.
And he won an award for that, right?
I don't know if he won. I think he
was nominated
at least. And then there had to be at least 10, 15, 20 years in between that and the Joker movie, right?
I think he did some things here and there.
Like a handful, but I thought that he made at some point a very public announcement that he quit acting.
Well, yeah,
and maybe
he did.
Take
I remember
care of his
that.
Mental health or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a publicity stunt or he seems like a very serious person.
Yeah, super serious.
And maybe he was doing something else. Maybe he was making ships in a bottle or whatever.
Yeah.
But what a huge, like a dramatic, passionate comeback. Because that is one of the most arresting roles I've seen in my lifetime.
Did you guys
watch? Yes. Did you guys watch that movie?
I saw the first one, not the one with Lady Gaga.
I haven't either, and I really want to. But it was spellbinding.
Like mostly a musical,
and everybody's
Fine
like,
by me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like them, but I think it might be a little weird.
Crime and Songs. I'm in. Yes. Please.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good one.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna probably take one from Lisa, but We just watched his documentary, Pee Wee Herman.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we watched his documentary, and you know, like we had all said, props to MTV for believing in the guy, bringing him back to let him, you know, open up a show. The guy was wrongfully accused on a couple of charges, and they were just small, stupid, minimal charges that ruined a man's career for both charges. That he had paid fines of up to $150, and they ruined a man's career,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, his social life, everything, you know,
well,
like that.
They outed, this is before, you know, I mean, people are a little bit more about being out, but they outed him before he wanted to be out.
Yeah.
He had that big controversy, but he did come back with that, the MTV Awards, and he came out and says, have you heard any funny jokes lately?
Yeah.
Which was amazing. But then he went on to do some, because I know he was stuck in the Pee Wee Herman role, but he came back to be in.
His role in Blow was the best.
Yeah, he had a great, great role in Blow, and he played a great villain in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes.
So,
Buffy really brought him back
quite
a bit.
So I think that was really good that he was able to hone his craft and do something besides being Pee Wee forever. And although you know, if it makes you the money, then who cares, you know? Well, but
exactly. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah. And it was so inspirational for so many people. But the same with Wynonna. He came back from scandal or disgrace or whatever you want to call it. And good for people for embracing that.
Yeah.
And yeah, good for you, Pee-wee.
We love Pee-wee.
Love it.
Rest in peace, Pee-wee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is it me?
It's you.
I have Mayim Bialik.
Ooh.
She was first in Beaches and Blossom when she was around.
That, well, and that's another one that was not recognizable, kind of.
I felt like she looked the same, but I mean, it only because I was such a huge fan.
Yeah.
She's got such distinct features, but it was weird, to Daryl's point, kind of like little kid you and then adult you, and there was no middle. We didn't get to watch her grow up.
Yeah, after Blossom, it was done for years, probably 20 years. No, not that much, maybe 15.
You just liked her hats.
I loved her hats, and I loved her in Beaches. And then she came back, and she was on the Big Bang Theory for 10 years, and then her... her stuff went up from there, being on Jeopardy.
Yes, she should have was the Jeopardy host, but what happened? Jeopardy.
Oh, okay.
Jeopardy. Yo, man.
It's like, this you play Jeopardy at a jalopy?
This is the hood. You going to play some Jeopardy?
If you have a skin condition,
what kind of jalopy? What kind of jalopy do you drive?
Oh, let's make him feel terrible about it. Are you good?
I think it's good.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, Mayim Bialik, that was a great one. I've got a few left, but one of my favorites was Janet Jackson. So she was, you know, on TV shows as a kid, of course, with the, you know, her brothers were famous with the Jackson 5, and she did a lot of things with them. And she was always such a cutie. I believe she was on Good Times in the 70s or 80s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, she in the 90s became the highest paid artist at that time when she signed on with Virgin Records. And then she lost opportunities due to the wardrobe malfunction of Super Bowl 2004, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the comeback part of her, and she wasn't gone for as long as some of these other people that we spoke about, but she went dark for a while. Mm-hmm. And so the comeback is she just recently made a two-part documentary. So it also says her side of the wardrobe malfunction thing. She gets to say her side of the story, launched a huge tour. And also, I think this is her second comeback. The first one, I don't know if you guys remember this, but she had that great Rhythm Nation album and everything that was so huge and so good selling. And then I think she got married, and the tabloids were giving her a bunch of shit for gaining a little bit of weight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And she got a little chubby. And of course, she was always a beautiful woman. Well, she went to the gym and started eating air and water and came out with that Love Will Never Do Without You video. Mm-hmm. It's kind of black and white. It has everybody from the gym in it. And she's smiling ear to ear. She's the biggest smoke show I've ever seen in my life. And she's got a fuck you grin on her face. And she's like, you all want some of this.
Absolutely.
And of course, she's got the beautiful voice. And it was so nice to see her come back in triumph.
And her poor first husband, DeBarge, is going, I really wanted some of that, but they didn't want us to be together.
No, I forgot.
Because they were
about
so
that.
Young. They were so young. And they're like, yes. This is going to ruin both your careers, you know, because you're so young. This
right.
And mainly what they were saying was, Janet, no, not a good choice.
Well you could do better. His hair, he's got Jerry Curl.
Well, it's so funny because, not funny, sad, but he comes from a very talented family, the DeBarge family.
Sure.
But they lost all their riches and stuff, and his two older brothers that started the DeBarge bands live in an RV together.
Oh, and wow.
Even with the success of Dancing in the Sheets?
Can you believe it?
No, I cannot. That's...
But yeah.
They did sing that, didn't they?
I don't know.
Okay. Team Janet. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Mine is probably going to surprise you guys, but another documentary that we watched, and I finally got to really learn something about this person and actually respect him more than I would have ever thought, you know, because I just didn't give her the time of the day because I thought she was just some bubble-headed bleach blonde, was Pamela Anderson.
Oh, yes. I thought you were going to say something else. Good one.
But yeah, you know, after watching that documentary and stuff, getting to know her inside, outside, seeing her totally without makeup, you know, and she came back and she did the Last Showgirl is the new show, and she got nominated for an award for that. But I would like to see that.
I do.
But you know, you really learn something about somebody totally different than you've ever seen, like tabloids or you know, just what people you know, their persona, what they throw out there. You know, it's like every day you hear mainly now they say don't watch the news because the news makes shit up.
Right. Yeah, it's all opinion-based.
Yeah.
But that is an excellent one. And I always, just now, kind of equate her to Madonna in a way in that she can reinvent herself.
Yeah, but Madonna did it one right after the other. Like, yes. Madonna's never been out of the spotlight.
Also true. But in terms of the, I think, business savvy,
yeah.
media savvy, whatever. So good for her.
Yeah, super and smart.
It was cool because her son is the one that did the documentary. Mm-hmm. And he kept telling her, just be yourself. Don't, you know, don't worry about who you're not this Pam with makeup.
Right.
You're the Pam that we know without everything.
And right.
She lives a simple life in a small little town in Ontario, I think it is.
I don't remember.
But yeah, up in Canada. But yeah, just, I was very, I mean, like I said, in documentaries, you can learn a lot about people. And I was just very, that was a great documentary. Yeah.
Awesome.
My last one is after his big hits in Grease and Saturday Night Fever in the 70s and 80s, John Travolta went like MIA. He did lose his, I don't think they were married. I think they were engaged. The lady who played the mom on
Eight Is Enough. Yeah. When they were like, young.
He was young. She was a little bit older. And she died from cancer. And I think that that just broke him.
Oh.
And so he was out of the spotlight for a really long time. Came back for a little while in the 90s with Look Who's Talking.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You were kind of like, oh, yay, there's John Travolta. And then he went MIA again and then got such a big push with Pulp Fiction. And then it hasn't died since.
He's got to be the number one comeback story.
I would think
such
so too.
A phenomenal, like a crazy change of persona.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, Quentin Tarantino, what the hell are you thinking? Until you see the movie and then he's perfect.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, it was funny because I don't even think Quentin Tarantino, that was like one of his first big movies anyways. And the fact that there were so many big stars
in
it.
You could capture a John Travolta and Samuel.
Yeah, that you were like, you know, that he even would think of somebody like that and stuff.
Right.
And so, yeah, he totally gave him his career back. And I thought that that was a good one.
I think that that's the one that made us think of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And also, I think, I don't know how confident John Travolta is. I think anybody has to be confident to be an actor and constantly be rejected or be in the spotlight or what have you. But he also played the mom in Hairspray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So he had the big moo-moo. He was Edna.
Yeah.
And he sang. And he is a good singer.
Oh, well, he sang in Grease.
Yes, of course he did.
Yeah.
Grease is a word.
Yeah.
And it's that is a dirty, dirty song.
Well, and he also sang on Welcome Back, Carter. Bob, 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 Bob. Barbarino.
Do you want to hear a funny thing? I may have told this story before. And if I did, I apologize. But it's the one thing that sticks out. So when Grease came out, I think I was 6 or 7. It wasn't in 1977. I don't remember,
but I
was really young.
Yes.
And so we used to get the soundtracks to things and we would play them and just sing them and like make dances, like me and my sister and my cousins and stuff like that. And we were playing the Grease soundtrack and we were all singing Grease Lightning. And I asked my cousin Trisha, I said, what is a pussy wagon? And she goes, I'm not going to tell you, but I'm sure if you called your mom one, she would slap you.
Oh, wow.
And did you call Patty a pussy?
I didn't. I always wanted to just to see what she
You could still do it. Go into your mother's
pussy
house.
Pussy wagon? Well, obviously she really didn't know, right?
Right.
Because it's like a car that gets you some.
Yeah, gets you some. Yeah.
Yeah. And stuff. I mean, I didn't learn that till like last year and stuff. But
what, it was, punani?
But she's like, no, what a pussy wagon was. But I always thought of like a red, like, what are they, Red Riders?
Sure, like a wagon with four things you put your stuff in.
Yeah, with a bunch of kittens.
Yes, sure.
I'm not even kidding. That's what I thought of as my 6-year-old
self. I think that would be the best thing to say, my new pussy wagon.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's just.
Oh, God.
That's amazing.
That was great, Lisa. Yeah.
I don't know. I have a couple more, but I almost want to end it there.
I've
got a couple more myself. Okay. I like that pussy wagon shit.
Your girlfriend, Jennifer Coolidge, she showed up on the top 20. She is 63 years old. Did you know that?
I know.
And she's just been in everything and then wasn't.
We can't escape her.
Again.
She was, I mean, you knew her as Stifler's mom forever and you never knew her name.
Right. Stifler's mom.
And then
mom.
She got on the Two Girls or whatever.
Two Broke Girls.
Two Broke Girls and was on that forever.
And you still didn't know her name.
Yes.
No, it's like, you know that Stifler's mom's
hey, girls.
Girls.
It's me.
Well, you know, Eugene Levy, right?
Yeah.
So he does movies with all of those guys, Christopher Guest and yada yada. So A Mighty Wind, The Dog Show, Best in Show. She's in all of those, which Eugene Levy was in.
Oh my God.
American Pie 2. I don't know if they all had something to do with that. So I'm wondering if she was in one of those Chicago improv groups that the SNL people.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It seems like they all travel in a pack.
We'll have to Google it.
Like with Catherine O'Hara and all that stuff.
And then what really gave her the notoriety of being actually a good actress was White Lotus.
Yeah.
Where she was phenomenal. She's definitely still kind of the same character, but a little bit different.
But what did we just start? And she's in that. We just started a new show.
Oh, Minecraft. The movie.
Oh, yeah, we watched Minecraft, the movie.
And there's one on Netflix called Watchers that I haven't seen. Is it good?
We first couple it. And we couldn't get through.
Is it too scary or boring?
I thought it was boring.
Yeah, it was very slow.
Borsking. But Borsky. You guys wanted, me and Daryl, Daryl and I have been watching White Lotus.
Yes.
And so we've been trying for the last 2 months, maybe, to do Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, yeah, try
and
it.
And so... I want a hot dog real bad.
That's great.
Thank you.
That's great. Yeah.
I liked Aletha. That's her in her next part. Well, it's called Lippy.
Speaking of her voice, which is very, very famous, and everybody tries to do her, I heard that there was a big backlash when she used her real voice at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Oh. And everybody's pissed that she doesn't really talk like that. And she's like, get over it. You know, she pays the bills.
It was kind of mostly her real voice in White Lotus, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say she doesn't have it as much.
Breathy, but, right? Yeah, or breathing.
Yeah. Kind of sexy. Like,
I'm Stefner's mom.
Real bad. That's all I know how to say.
It just goes with her face.
It does. And her body. And her boobs.
Well, and she almost didn't take the role in White Lotus because she thought she had gotten too fat. Oh. And she's like, nobody wants me. You don't want me in
this. They're like, we need your body. Like, I need you, you are the person.
Exactly the way you
don't
are.
Lose weight. Don't do anything.
Yeah.
Don't go changing.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
Do you have one, Daryl?
This one here, she's one of those ones that, you know, started back in the Brat Pack, did a little things, lost herself for a while, you know, when she did Ghost, but she lost herself for a while. Demi Moore.
I like it.
Kind of dropped off for a while, you know, and kind of did, you know, I'll be over here. But then she came back and she's done the Substance. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen it yet, but, you know, and she got nominated for an award for that. And
she hasn't been nominated
or been even in anything for a long time. So it was cool to see her come back. Beautiful woman, still looks great.
Oh, good.
And the thing that I like most, I mean, you know, everybody knows what's going on with Bruce Willis, his illness and everything. Mm-hmm. And she still is not like creepy like Valerie Bertinelli wanting to lay by his bedside and everything. But she still is in contact because she goes, because he gave me my kids and we were friends. She goes, you know, just because this is happening. Yeah. And I guess throughout their whole separation, their divorce and everything, they have stayed friends and stuff. So, but, you know, just I like those kind of comebacks. She was a great actress, man. You know,
she always stayed out of the tabloids and stuff like that.
Seriously.
She always seemed very classy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I liked her fashion sense and all that. But in the 80s, I really thought that she and Olivia Newton-John were the most beautiful women that ever lived.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, General Hospital, all that. And she looks the same.
Yeah, right? she
really does.
That's a good one.
She looks great.
Yeah.
Good honor. Hey, it's like, hey, you're really pretty. You didn't even have to try.
No.
But you're a great actress.
She woke up and went, here I am.
I pretty much hate her.
She's a guy.
She's just funny, too, which kind of
she is funny.
Yeah.
Got a great laugh.
Can I end on this one? If you're,
I've got two more after this.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
I think that you guys will really like this one.
Okay,
Betty White.
Oh yeah.
I mean, she could be away for 2, 3, 4 decades. You wouldn't even know she's got decades to spare. She's
She after the Golden Girls, you didn't see her on a whole lot of stuff. Maybe a game show here and there.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, she just got really, really big. And she was the oldest. She still, I think, holds the record for being the oldest person ever on Saturday Night Live.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Because she was 99 and 11 twelfths or something when she was on, right?
Funny, speaking of Valerie Bertinelli, that was her first comeback show. She did a comedy show, a comedy sitcom with Valerie Bertinelli and something else.
Chicago or something.
Yeah, something crazy like that. Yeah.
Betty White is kind of like Dolly Parton in... that you'd be very hard-pressed to find anybody that doesn't adore them with everything that they have.
You'll never have another one of her, you know, just a national treasure. Yeah. She was great,
And to hear the most wholesome person in the world say dirty words.
Oh,
amazing. God.
Well, like a vagina, it can really take a pounding.
Well, did you ever see that movie with her and Sandra Bullock? I can't remember, but Sandra Bullock is in like a wedding dress or something. She's like going, she's like, your boobies are so little. And she's like pushing them and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. That's She's like, awesome. You gotta make these bigger.
That's awesome.
Okay, what you got?
Mine, I'm gonna jump over to the music genre, and I think this was probably the biggest one ever when Garth Brooks decided to hang it up. He wanted to help raise his kids and everything.
Yes.
Took a 14-year hiatus.
Yep.
Came back. Didn't miss a beat.
No, it was just as big as it was.
I think he
before.
Was bigger when he came. People were like, you know, they wanted to see him. Uh-huh. And I had never seen him. Lisa, I think you had seen him one time before. And we went back for one of his reunion shows. And best thing ever. I was so glad that we did it. But, and, you know, the guy, talk about another guy that's a damn comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's hilarious, you know, and he's a down to earth guy, everything, you know. But, it's good to know that you can step away from your craft for 14 years.
Yes.
And step right back in those boots, walk out on stage, and people are like,
well, if you're good enough.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure. I wish Kiss would just step off and step
stay off.
And
stay off. Yeah.
But what a testament to how he is as a dad. And of course, as a performer, he's always been such a phenomenal performer. Mm-hmm. And now generationally beloved. Mm-hmm. How many kids grew up listening to Garth Brooks?
Totally.
You know, it's part of their, their life soundtrack.
Well, yeah. I mean, your kids got, you know, when you were listening to it, they listened to it. And then they probably, when they grew up a little bit, their kids, so they could all, you got three generations going to see one guy.
Absolutely.
You know, incredible. That's awesome.
And I think it's in his DNA, too. He's so talented, but I remember him as being a standout during COVID when everybody was at home and stuff. The guy doesn't need the money. He doesn't need to do shit for anybody. Mm-hmm. And him and Trisha were doing shows out of the recording studio in their home and like doing them on Zoom or whatever, and people were tuning into it, and it was delightful. It's just like you got to see a slice of their everyday life, and I don't think that they could not do it, if that makes sense. It's part of their just breathing. They have to sing. They have to perform.
Yeah.
And it was so cozy and cute, and I'm really glad that they shared that with us.
Nice.
That's a really good one, Daryl.
You got one more?
I got a couple, but I did all the good ones. But, David Bowie, I thought, was kind of a comeback kid because he was huge in the 80s and 90s and went dark for a while and then came back and did other stuff.
Did movies.
Well, the sad thing about it, he came back, and the last album that he had just put out before he passed away was incredible.
Yes.
They were like, this was, it's too bad. It's kind of like the Michael Jackson thing, because when he was doing the movie tour, whatever thing. You know, then he passes away. Mm-hmm. Same thing. David Bowie just turned out this album, and I think it came out like, and a week later he passes away.
Yeah. And he was only in his 50s or early 60s. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Very young. So anyway, that was a bummer.
No, I like that. Yeah, that was a real downer.
Yeah, I like it.
Mine is the biggest one to my heart, though, being a huge Avalanche fan. Gabe Landeskog overcame something that I think he's got medical people still going, how
did he is the only athlete who's ever come back from the IS injury.
This type of surgery and this type of injury, you'll be able to walk, but not do your craft. And, you know, he doesn't walk. He's a hockey player, skates. Yes. He has to hit people. People have to hit him. He has to chase the puck at full speed and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he came back this year and got to play in the Stanley Cup finals. It was cool. He went and played with the Colorado Eagles, a couple of show, our up north farm team, and just had a blast with that. I mean, just loved those guys. You could tell that those guys up there were kind of starstruck going, that's Gabe Landeskog
on
our bench. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was really cool. But another one, I know I've been talking a lot about documentaries, but once again, that's how you learn a lot about people. They, you know, instead of seeing tabloids, this is when they tell the truth because it's part of their story and they get to tell their story. But his documentary is a go-to.
Yeah. If you haven't seen A Clean Sheet, I think it's on Max. Please do so. It is such a good documentary. It's only 6 episodes too.
Yeah.
So it's not going to take you 10 years.
Just fun stuff. But
yeah.
He, he was kicked in the back of the leg by a skate from Cale Makar.
It was friendly fire.
Yeah. So he skated off. Well, you know, and he didn't play or skate for 3 years. You know, went through all this physical therapy, surgery after surgery, and they're like, this one's not working. Surgery, you know, but it's funny because his little guy had never seen him play. You know,
he was just a baby.
His little son had never seen him play.
Newborn.
So now that he's back, this and that, he tells a story that his son goes, hey, let's go down in the basement and play hockey. He goes, you be Gabe Landeskog, and I'm going to be Cale Makar, and I'm going to kick you.
And Gabe's always like, Why do I always have to be Gabe Landeskog?
He goes, this story runs through my head no matter what, because I lived it. And he goes, but then, he goes, then we'll be down there. He goes, hey, let's change it up a little. I'm going to be Gabe Landeskog. You be Makar, and you cut me.
Oh, my gosh.
Kids are so cute.
That is hilarious. Oh, but that's a great one, Daryl.
I said, that kid is going to grow up to be one ornery little shit. Ooh,
yeah, they're both really cute
and
kids.
Him and his wife just had another child. Oh. So they got three kids. And just, you know, the cool part about the documentary was it shows him, you know, he's like, I was scared, you know, when you're a father, you want to be able to chase your kids, this and that.
Yeah.
He wasn't sure whether he was going to be able to do that. So staying home for as long as he did, he got to be the father, got to become a father and chase. And you can just tell he's a great, great, great dad.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's awesome. You guys had some really good ones.
Too, Lisa.
Thanks.
Yeah, we all did.
Thanks. I just wanted it to be good so bad. That wasn't as good.
That was pretty good.
We'll be back with the wow.
That was good.
It's time for the wow. Your witches are doing it now. We talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the wow.
We're back from the wow.
Wow.
Alrighty, guys. Well, I'm really interested to see what our wow is about this week because I've got a crazy story. Which we always do have crazy stories. But let's kick it over to the bad witch right now and see what she's throwing down on the wow.
Okay, mine is stupid criminals this week, and this comes from Murray, Kentucky. A Kentucky man reported...
Say no more.
Okay, and that's all. Just kidding. A Kentucky man reportedly known as Cowboy Cody was arrested Friday after allegedly releasing a raccoon inside a bar, according to police.
That rascal Cowboy Cody.
According to the Murphy Police Department, officers were called to the bar after a report of a man intentionally releasing a raccoon into the Big Apple Grill and Bar. Officers later found the suspect, who identifies as 40-year-old Johnson Mason. How was he Cowboy Cody? We don't know. But police said that they had to forcibly remove Mason from the car because he refused to roll down his windows or exit the vehicle during a traffic stop. Mason had previously been asked not to trespass on the bar's property. Mason was arrested and charged with second-degree assault, third-degree criminal trespassing, resisting arrest, and failure of owner to maintain requires insurance. Also, the raccoon, the reason why I did some follow-up, by the way.
Let's hear what's
so the reason cooter. That he got second-degree assault was because the raccoon bit somebody in the bar.
Oh!
Yeah.
Was that your raccoon?
The funniest part of this whole thing was
There's
his
mugshot.
He looked so happy. It's like, guess what I did?
Look at old Cowboy what?
Cowboy Cody. He got kicked
Cody,
out
not
of the
cooter.
Bar. Cody. He got kicked out of the bar and went back and released a raccoon into it.
Lisa, yeah. I think that you are attracted to raccoon stories.
She is.
You're attracted to spiders.
I am. Yeah. And crabs or lobsters. And I think there was a time last season, perhaps, Daryl and I almost called this Frog Fridays or whatever. We were very much into frogs.
She was frogging it.
Mm-hmm. I like raccoons a great deal.
Yes.
Keep it up.
Okay.
That's
cool.
Great.
Yay.
Nice.
Go ahead,
Shells.
Oh, sure. So my wow or well of wisdom this week is music. And I'm going to make this interactive because there's a lot more than I thought.
It's a sing-along.
Well, kind of. What I wanted to do was look into all the famous actors that we know that are also musicians and that are good singers. So do you guys want to pick some? I've got a list of like 30.
John Travolta.
Sure. Yep. Daryl?
Johnny Depp.
Yep. Those are good ones. He's in
guitarist.
An actual band
yeah.
like Jared Leto.
Hugh Jackman.
Yep. He's on the top 10. Zoe Deschanel, Eddie Murphy, Meryl Streep, Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. coming back.
You know, his girl wanted to party on
all the time.
My girl
Nicole Kidman, Jamie Foxx. This one surprised
me. Jamie Foxx is incredible,
he's
though.
He does everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey is singer. An actor that's a singer.
The other Kevin that's 5 degrees of everybody.
Kevin Bacon.
Him and his brother have a band. They're pretty famous.
Okay.
So, of course, you guys knew that Kevin Bacon was on here. Chris Pine, Ewan McGregor, he was in Moulin Rouge. Mm-hmm. Awesome voice, really good voice. Anne Hathaway, she sang in La Miserable.
Jack Black.
Of course.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, he sings the greatest song in the world.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But did you guys know Gerard Butler is a mm-hmm. singer? And Scarlett Johansson.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Emma Stone sang in La La Land, of mm-hmm. course. So anyway, there's a bunch of them.
Ryan Gosling.
Yes. Kate Winslet, didn't know that.
No.
Singer.
Singer.
Why didn't she sing in Titanic? She was too busy kicking people out the yeah, door.
Exactly.
Hit me like a French whore.
That's right. Yeah. Actors that sing.
Well, we got a new one for our new genre. We just watched singers that act.
What do you mean?
We just watched David Grohl in his movie, Studio 666.
Did you guys like that?
I think Lisa listened to it because she was needle pointing, but I sat on the couch and I watched it. It cracked me up.
Wait, did you have your latch hook out?
I was cross-stitching.
She was cross-stitching.
Okay. I thought it was stupid, but yeah. I could see it being a funny parody.
It was supposed to be stupid because, you know, but the funny thing is, everybody, they don't call him David. They have to call him, you're David Grohl.
They're like, hi, Dave Grohl.
Yeah, hi, Dave Grohl. How are you?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, look, so Dave Grohl was saying, but and he like says his own name himself.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like me, Dave Grohl, and stuff. So that was
you got to differentiate.
It's one of those stupid, I think it could become a cult classic.
Sure.
It was really stupid, but we started to watch it and they on one of the channels and they were bleeping everything out. And I'm like, I can't do it. So I went to Tubi. And it's on there and uncut and everything. It was great because
I did think I'm not one that doesn't cuss that much,
right.
But they did use the F word and the mother effing word.
Yes.
Way too much.
Yeah.
It loses its
value.
It did. It was just gratuitous and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But that was funny though. I was like, I seen David Grohl in a new light.
There you go.
Emmer bleeping lame.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it was fun.
What's your wow, Debo?
Well, I am animals. And, you know, what animal besides the rhino do I favor the most? You know, I'm a turtle lover.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Turtles.
I don't like turtle heads, but I like turtles.
Okay. Gross.
But a man found a snapping turtle as a boy, and despite its potentially dangerous nature, has kept it as a pet for many years. Because snapping turtles are badass. Why, Snapple turtles are known for...
Snapple turtles.
There's peach. There's wildberry.
There's trivia on the cap.
There's water... Yeah, so snapping turtles, sorry. Now you got me all screwed up, boo. For their strong bite, the particular turtle has reported to become surprisingly tame, spending much of the time with a man and even enjoying being petted.
Aww.
Hi, buddy. Yeah. The man has also taken the turtle to schools and events to educate people about the snapping turtle.
Snapping turtle.
Oh,
but it also says there, do not just go up and think you can be friends with a snapping turtle.
No.
You may lose an appendage.
You need to get a non-snapping turtle.
But but so this guy here, he does a like a YouTube show and stuff like where he's got this whole sanctuary of snakes and stuff like that and turtles. But the other one I was looking for, same story. This guy found a snapping turtle when he was a young kid. He's in his 70s or 80s now, still has the turtle, and the turtle is like a dog.
Oh.
It's a snapping turtle. It will lay on his lap. They watch TV. He pets it. Everything. So that's the one I was looking for. I couldn't find that story. And it's another one that was on, you know, like your reels through Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
But I found this guy's. But, you know, hey, it's cool that you can have a snapping turtle as a buddy.
True.
That's
that.
So cute. Yeah.
Or a Snapple turtle.
Right.
Well, I'm not bitter that other people can find lifetime companions. That's
right.
Cool.
Okay.
We've had stories where guys have found fish. Remember the guy that found the bass or whatever? Yeah.
Oh,
so
cute.
Goodness. Well, that's the end of our show.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, before you do anything else, go back to the device that you're listening to us on and rate and review us. That'd be super nice if you would do that.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how, ask us. We'll tell you.
And rate us kindly.
Yeah.
if you have criticism, maybe reach out to us directly and say, I wish that you guys would do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd say, okay, I am taking your advice, and I will either throw it away or take it into account.
Right.
But just go to us directly. I hate it when people leave a bad review and then they don't give you a chance to fix it.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, it is an opinion show.
Yes.
So unless you were Michael Majors, he's our fact checker,
uh-huh.
You can leave the negative comments to yourself.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this week. That was super. That was really fun.
Lots of fun.
I learned a thing. Mm-hmm. I unlearned some things.
Uh-huh.
And it was great.
Cool.
So until next week, stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy. Meh.